I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Please come to our live podcast recording at the Dingwalls Club, Camden Town, on the 1st of December.
7 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased from live.angelosandbarry.com.
The 1st of December, live.angelosandbarry.com.
Not dot cock, which some people have put in.
Dot com.
Yeah, dot com. Not dot cotton. We press play, Owen. Is it on? Is it? Lovely.
Oh my goodness! You never believe where we are.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live. Well, not by the time you listen to this, but we're doing this live at Faith's house in
Hertfordshire, Barry? I think we've done that one.
I could keep doing
it. Keep it all night. Now, we've got Faith here.
She's sat here getting smashed.
She's smashed.
It's her house.
Why not? Her fellery husband. Brad is here,
the other owner of the house.
Yeah, there.
And we've got two things what look like dogs. One is rat-like, and the other one is like a lot of hair and claws.
Claws.
You know.
Now,
what are their names, Faith?
That's
Nelly. Sydney and Nelly.
And we've got a cat as well around.
We'll have the cat in for part two. That's something to look forward to. Now, look, for those who don't remember, this is our anniversary podcast.
Oh, it is our anniversary. What anniversary?
Well, since we started doing the show.
It never is.
Yeah, more or less. It's a year, slightly
been
over.
Doing
a year.
This a year? Really, Barry? I thought I'd be doing something else by now.
Yeah, I was hoping it might have taken
off. Thought I'd be doing something else, you know? But here I still am.
What sort of... I mean, if we had had an advertising campaign that someone had signed us up to do...
Yeah.
What sort of thing... Do you think we what sort of thing in an ideal world would we have been signed up to
what
to advertise?
Tesco's, Sainsbury's,
Asda's,
Morrisons,
Londis,
King of the Heap.
If there's anyone out there from Londis,
who
wants us to do an advert
any
for
adverts
them.
For them.
Come to Londis.
Come to Londis.
For all your...
It's full of muck and it's really cheap and you can get stuff that has nearly gone off for next to nothing.
So that's Londis. For all your mucky needs. In the high street.
Near you.
How much would you charge for that?
Anything up to 20 quid, Barry.
I would say so. Yeah. So, there you go.
What would you have liked to have advertised?
Well, say it like, you know, Rolex watch.
Top end stuff.
Oh,
okay.
If you're the kind of guy who likes to go to a place with a salad bar.
I am.
Yeah.
Like the harvester.
If you like the finer things in life.
Yes.
Steak.
like Coral Bookshop. Bookies.
Coral Bookies. Yeah. Walls Vianetta.
Yeah.
Why not wear a Rolex? What? A Rolex?
I'd have approached that differently.
Oh, okay.
If you're always bloody late and you don't want to be late no more and you haven't got, like, anything else
to tell the time with,
why not nick a Rolex?
Yeah, it's probably better to get the product name correct. It's Rolex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rolex.
So?
Do you know anyone with a Rolex?
No. I don't know anyone with a Rolex or a Rolex.
I know someone with a Rolex.
Who? Kenny?
No, not Kenny. No.
Who do you know?
You know Chi Pan from Taiwan?
Chi Pan, yeah.
Chi Pan, he's got about 50 of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I say they're Rolexes. I mean, they've got, like, they're just normal watches, but if you look closely, they've got Rolex written in Tippex at the bottom on them.
That's how you got the pronunciation.
Yeah,
wrong.
That's what I know him as.
Yeah. Yeah. He does very well with some of the high end stuff.
A lot of the high end stuff. Yeah, he does. Oh, he's got Kevin Klein.
He's got Kevin Klein. Yeah. He drives a Bentley, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does
drives a lovely Bentley.
Yeah, which is actually an Austin Allegro, and he's just taking that stuff off. And
well, and he's put with Tippex Bentley on the side.
And for some reason, big pair of tits as well.
It's his individual style.
That's what he says.
I'm a discerning man. I like the ladies.
I
drive a Bentley. I wear a Rolex.
And I can do what I like.
So, you know, if there's anyone out there from Rolex, Bentley,
Londis,
or any of the major brands.
I wouldn't mind driving a Chank either.
A what?
A Chank.
If there's
anyone from the Ministry
Sherman?
Of Defence. The Ministry of Defence.
Yeah.
It's listening.
Yeah, any Italians out there want to get rid of this?
Yeah. That's
three
right.
gears all reverse.
That's the French, isn't it?
Anyway, so the point is, we're at Faith's house. She's here on the sofa.
Faith and Brad, but it was Faith what put her hand up to sell herself. Not herself.
And she's
that
been,
sounds like a Turkish event.
No, it's not there. And we're here, we're on, you know, our best behaviour.
Well, we're very much so on our best behaviour. So we can't do the normal stuff what we've done because there's a bird in here.
There's a bird in here, birded up.
Yes, right. And, you know, this place is nice and it's respectful and we
we're
can't...
Being, no, you can't
no, you
do
can't,
it. No, you
no,
can't do
it.
You can't do it.
We can't do it because normally we do this podcast
in
with our pants down.
Yeah.
That's right. And we can't...
And we're not doing that,
do that tonight because of the people here.
Yeah. So we've been respectful. We have put on some trousers.
And some eau de cologne.
Yes.
What are you wearing?
Oh, I'm wearing, I've got it, the thing I've got, Taipan.
Oh, you got it for me, did you? Yeah.
I've got a lovely...
Hugo Bullocks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hugo Bullocks I've got.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. It's lovely. What are you wearing tonight?
Petrol.
Yeah, lovely.
It's nice, isn't it?
Band
I just
it.
Stopped off on the show on the way in.
Yeah, lovely.
Just got about £5 worth and stuck it round my neck.
Lovely.
Don't smoke that fag, please, near me. Thank you.
So, shall we say hello to Faith?
Yeah,
just
come on, Faith.
Snuggle up over Faith.
Come on, Faith. Put your gallon of wine
she's
down.
She's got a gallon of wine there.
Massive glass. Oh, she's taking a good old slug out of that.
Come in here.
Lovely. Beautiful.
Now, Faith, don't worry. It's all right, love.
Faith no more.
That's it. Snuggle up there.
That's it.
That's a little bit too close, but then just...
If you're comfortable that close to him, then that's up to you, my darling.
Now, Faith, just remind the listeners, you know, briefly, we don't go on all night,
no,
but...
Don't
milk it, but how we ended up
in your front room.
I put my hands up.
Come closer to the microphone, my sweet darling. There we go. That's it, Larry.
I put my hand up at the last gig and won it.
Yeah, you won this privilege, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now that we're here...
As it's past
extremely regretful that you ever did that.
It's exceeded my expectations.
I understand, Faith, that you've recently celebrated your 30th birthday.
Yes. On Halloween.
On Halloween. And did you dress up like a vampire this year?
No, I didn't. Oh. I was really boring.
Where did you go?
To the woods, to the forest.
Did you?
For a family holiday.
Oh, that's beautiful. No, that's beautiful. Beautiful. And all the gang were there.
Yep.
And you had a bit of fun.
Yep.
You got smashed.
I had babysitters on tap.
Yeah. You had what?
With the family, the babysitters to help out.
Oh, right.
Uncles, dads, that sort of
thing. Very nice. Good.
And tell me...
Tell him.
Us turning up like this, you've really pulled out all the stops.
Yes.
Some lovely snacks. Lovely snacks.
We've got cashews.
We've got cashews here. And it's so far, it's gone really
well. You've got these
all you have to do balls. is if you get a spatula down there, that'll lodge eventually down in you, Ben.
Yeah.
And I can only apologise for that. A 24-hour plumber or something. Yeah. Get at it with a stick.
Yeah.
Get at it with a stick.
Get in there with a whisk.
Get in there with a whisk.
Break it up a bit and push it over in a U-bend.
I mean, and that'll be fine, and hopefully we can put all that nasty business behind us.
And if not, we will be, because we are more than willing to pay for Dino Rod to come out and just, really get up there.
Yeah, really, really give it some. You know, it happens, and can only apologise.
Happens a lot to you, doesn't it?
What?
Happens a lot to you, doesn't it?
It does, I've got compacted colon, which...
That's what Elvis had, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And Brad is also here.
Lovely.
Hello, Brad. Come and sit down here. Look.
Here he is. Oh, he's a big fella.
He's huge. Oh, beautiful. Joke in there, Brad. Say hello.
Oh, hi.
There we go. Beautiful. Listen, Brad, I understand that you recently woke up somewhere.
This is a true story.
You didn't know where you was, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm so glad my other half told you the story.
Yeah, that's Faith, his other half. Cool, and talk us through it.
Well, I went out Saturday, we had a lovely night.
Why not?
I was awoken by the police in Hartford. I was having a little nap.
No, it was the street pastor and then the police.
Oh, sorry.
A street pastor.
Okay.
And he found you on the floor. And what do you reckon? Because you reckon you was had your drink spiked.
Was that narcolepsy?
You got that narcolepsy,
don't you?
Yeah.
What was it spiked? Which one of the 10 pints was spiked? Which one? Could you pinpoint which one it was? Because it must be hell, mustn't it? You go out... Get bladdered and on top of that.
Absolutely smashed.
You
drink
suspect.
A bottle of vodka and drink 10 pints, and someone spikes your drink.
Yeah, it was either that or I had a dodgy something to eat, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Strange burger.
Because I'm sure there's tons of blokes knocking around the Hartford area who come across a big fella like you, clearly a heterosexual man.
That's right.
And are desperate to spike your drink. What for do you think that... What purpose do you think they might have done that?
What do they want to do?
I'm not denying they would.
Unless it was Faith who sparked your drink and thought, right, I've got 3 or 4 hours away from him. Get myself up John Lewis.
Yeah.
I think I might have drunk Faith's drink, if possibly the one that I bought her.
Oh,
the
that's
special 30th one.
Oh, I see. Okay. You know, you are married to her. You know. No, you're not. Distracted here by a strange noise.
There's doggies in there. Dogs in the background. Well, scrabbling
dogs
around.
Dogs in the fireplace. Okay, Brad, we'll come back to you in a little while. Thank you very much
for that. Now, tell me, Angelos, what's been going on since last week? You had a bit of trouble getting here tonight.
Oh, I had a load of trouble getting here.
Did you come up
Barry?
No,
I come up in the car, but I was delayed because I had to go and speak to the Russian Athletics Federation.
Oh, Christ, that look, I've been up to no trouble.
No, they've been on the phone to me because they said, listen, Angelos, we all in news all this week has all been about, like, all the East European all the Russian drugs, that's you know, all Russian of the drug. Athletes and that. And, yeah. you know, they knew that I was at the forefront of all that.
The vanguard.
I was at the vanguard of that.
Yeah.
And they said, please don't say nothing because we'll get fined, you know. Yeah. So I said, look, let's have a sit-down meet.
Yeah.
I'll meet you at your embassy and we can have a good old face-to-face about this.
Yeah, right.
So, I went, because not many people know, when back, like, going, I'm going back, like, years now about this, like, Carl Lewis used to ring me up and he'd say to me, Angelus, listen, I've got a load of steroids and that, but I don't want to take them because I'm not an idiot, you know. Would you mind taking them and seeing what happens when you take them, you know? I said, all right, Carl, I'll come up and, you know, I'll come and take those for you.
Yeah.
So I took these things. You remember when I took them in about 1988?
You grew a pair of tits on your back, didn't you?
I did grow a
pair of tits. Oh, it's horrible
business.
But
they were the fastest tits in the West.
Oh, they were.
I could run like a gazelle.
Oh, absolutely.
But only for about 10 yards.
Yeah.
And then you'd keel over.
Yeah,
and then
backwards.
Yeah. And that. And then, you know, then the tits would fall off and you'd have to do the whole thing again. Oh, it's a very messy business, you know?
I remember it very, very well.
Yeah.
I remember it well. But, you know, I did like the Olympics.
Oh, I love the Olympics.
To be honest, taking drugs or not, who cares?
I'd like to
see a fast runner.
Yeah,
I'd say stuff them full of all the whack balls on the planet.
I want to see the fast runner on the planet. You tell you who I admire.
Who's that?
That Lance Armstrong.
And he won.
He took all them drugs.
Yeah.
For years, he took all them drugs, and yet he won all them races.
Yeah.
Like, I took that many drugs, I couldn't even remember where I put my bike.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
I'll tell you, I admire that wonderful Oscar Pistorius, Happy and Glorious. Oh, I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, though, what I will say about him.
Oh, go on.
No, he ran them right. Not the other thing. Yeah, oh, blimey,
treading carefully around that stuff.
Treading very
carefully. Very lightly.
Around that. But all
on
I
blades.
Say is, you know, I mean,
bouncing lightly on your blades.
I tell you what, I will say.
Go on.
He's gone to live with his elderly uncle, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
Which is a hell of a risk, because if he's anything like me, I'm up for a piss that often in the night. It could be very, very.
Well, you've done OG.
You'd be singing very loudly in the toilet, wouldn't you, if you were his uncle?
If I was singing loudly, I'd be taking a ghetto blaster with me.
I would.
Yeah.
Is that you?
I'm going to the loo.
I'm going to the loo now.
That's all it is.
It's me in here.
I'll be in here about half an hour.
Well, judging by what I've done in here, I've been there longer than half an hour. What with Dinah Rod coming round, you know.
Dear, but you used to take all them steroids, didn't you?
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah,
I'd done
it. You was a pole vaulter.
Yeah. Mm. I was, the government come to me, the British...
Yeah, I remember.
British
government.
Steroid board.
Government.
And they come to me.
They like the milk board, weren't they?
It was like
the
that, yeah.
Board. Yeah.
You know, they'd say, what do you want to try today? And I'd say, I'll try something, you know.
Yeah.
I'll just then stand a couple of beta blockers.
Human growth hormone. Whatever you got.
Monkey's sphincter glands,
monkey brain.
Your monkey brain.
Oh, some homeopathic stuff. Natural, isn't it? Nothing to it.
No,
that can't do, you know.
You want to try something?
Under the counter.
Yeah, under the counter
stuff you have to sign for.
Yeah, and they go, do you want to try this? And I go, well, what will it do? So, well, we want to compete with the Ruskies.
Yeah, I mean,
them days all Sputniks. There was the space race.
Oh, I know. I remember because I was involved in.
Yeah, I know you're involved in the space race.
Yeah, I used to work with NASA, didn't I?
I know you did. Of course,
filling the Coke machine.
So they said to me, "Do you want to try this?" Now I don't know what it was.
Who was you to ask what it is? I must have taken... How much did you take of it?
3 or 4 jars.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This stuff. And I say he's saying,
what happened?
If that's to make you run faster,
yeah.
It failed.
Right.
I was on the toilet. I was on the toilet.
I know you was popping down the garage every 5 minutes to buy a Twix.
I was fast out in the garage, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
then I was back on the toilet.
If only they could have
finessed these pills to avoid the toilet.
Yeah, because you were seeing things, you were having hallucinations, you were trying to walk through walls, I remember.
Yeah,
that.
I was.
Yeah.
I was. I mean, I tried because I was one of this country's leading pole vaulters.
I know, until you took these things.
To these things, and I went straight to the bottom of the pole.
And then you were written out of athletics history.
Yeah, I was.
Because you was around when Alan Wells was doing very well, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it was Annie Wells. It took that much drugs.
Yeah.
It turned into a fella.
A bloke. Not many people know that.
Sebastian Coe.
Yeah.
Sarah Coe.
Yeah. Took that
many drugs.
Steve Ovette.
Yeah.
Stephanie Ovette.
Lovely.
Oh, she was gorgeous until she took
all
that stuff.
Fatima Whitbread. Yeah. Yeah, the best one. But, you know, I mean, some of them, I mean, I'm not going to suggest for 1 second that Daley Thompson was
a... No, don't do that, because you can get sued.
I can get sued.
Yeah.
But I knew Daley when she was a lovely little thing.
Lovely.
A slip of a girl.
She's a dwarf.
She was a slip of a dwarf. She took some of these whack balls. Yeah. Next thing you know, she'd run a handlebar moustache. Big muscles. But, I mean, you know.
I'll tell you who I saw that the other day. You know, we've been going on about this new sphincter, Bond film.
Oh, yeah, sphincter, yeah. Bond.
Oh, blimey. Oh. Anyway, I was in Rotherham.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I spend quite a bit of time up there when I'm working for the drugs research company. You know, when I'm testing steroids and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, I pop into the fish shop because that's all part of the diet, athletics diet, and you're on this stuff.
Yeah.
And this bloke's in there and he's all down in the mouth. And I said, what's wrong with you? You know, it's like that James Bond.
Yeah.
All right, it's that James Bond. I said, what? Oh, yeah, I know that James Bond.
He says,
you know, piss me off.
Oh, yeah.
I said, why?
Yeah, it was
he says, well,
mate.
I'm his brother, ain't I?
Oh, Christ. Yeah.
I said, are you his brother? He says, yeah, I'm Jack Bond, and I run this fish and chip shop.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, oh, well, that must have been murder growing up, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
The less successful sibling.
Well, he says, but... You this is what you don't fear. Like,
Mum,
she wouldn't stop like praising him and all that and giving him guns at a very early age and like letting him drive the Mini.
Yeah.
You know, he said, I never got to do none of that.
None of that stuff.
I said, can I drive the Mini? Can I have a gun? You know, and Mum's like, no, you go and like batter that skate.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So here I am. Like battering the skull and sticking the chips on, and he's out like shooting all the birds and shooting people and stuff.
But parents are very much like that. They'll never praise one more than the other. I'm equally proud.
Yeah, I love both of them.
I like them a bit more than the other one. Oh, if I want to go and get some chips.
Yeah.
If I want to go and get some chips or a Savile, he's the one.
Savile, I put a bet on, I asked him.
Jack.
But if I want something to save the world,
I want to go on a yacht.
Or drink a nice martini, shaken not stirred.
If I want a can of lukewarm can of little off the shelf.
Or a nice pickled egg.
Pickled egg.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, he's good for that.
Pickled egg.
But secretly, I'm bread of a jack.
I like Jack.
It's like
his motors.
All of them. I mean, you know, Stephen Hawking.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I mean, he's...
You know his sister, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mean, she's not nearly as intelligent as him.
No, she's not.
Oh, the parents. Oh, no. We love them both.
She's like, do you know, I am an English teacher, you know.
She's
an
English teacher,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's a primary school English
it's
teacher.
It's nothing really. It's mostly just an abacus.
He knows his way around string theory.
He knows
you
all
know
that.
What I mean?
Oh, we're equally proud of the... Yeah, no, you're not. Bollocks, she does playground duty. He's one of the country's leading experts on astrophysics. Are you sure, you know?
Yeah, she serves the dinner, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
No, we love them both. We love them.
Oh, we love them equally.
To secretly, I do like Stephen a bit more because he's written books.
Yeah, he's written books.
I don't know where he gets it from.
No.
I don't know where he gets it from because, I swept roads.
Yeah.
I don't know where he gets it from.
But your mum was the same about you and your brother.
Oh, good God, yeah.
Because he really is a disaster, isn't he, your brother?
It's
embarrassing for you, because all the things you've done and achieved...
All the things I've achieved, and all he's ever done is run BP.
Yeah.
So it's like, who wants to run a global multinational corporation?
I don't believe in favouritism. Just say it to your mum. Look, let him do his thing. What can you do? No, exactly.
Nothing you can do. I know that other one. You know.
Ooh.
What's his name?
David Beckham.
No, not him. No. I know the other one.
The other what?
You know.
Yes.
The other one I know.
Who's a brother of someone?
Boutros Ghali. Yeah, now he's named after a Greek
drink.
And he's look, as you'd expect, because he's named after a booze, he's a drunk.
Uzo Ghali and Boutros Ghali,
you know, and he lies in the gutter and he's like all drunk and says, "Oh yeah, my brother runs the UN. So what?
Oh yeah.
So what? I can fart happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he can't do that,
and if he did do that at the UN, he gets sacked. So yeah. Up yours, Boutros.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he brought out that song, didn't he? He brought out that song. Do you remember?
I do remember.
It was lovely. It's all about... he was jealous of his brother.
Oh, what, Boutros? Yeah. Who's your girl?
Who's your girl? Do you remember? It was such a... Oh, yeah. I'm the brother of Boutros Ghali. He is running the UN and I'm an alcoholic. He's doing things in all over the world. He's a prick. He's going round and telling everybody what they can do. I'm pissed out of my head. How about you? And it was, you know, it was a charity single, but it never done that.
Never got traction. What was the charity in aid of?
I think it was AA, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember that one? What was that lovely song? It was the brothers, the sibling rivalry.
Which one?
Oh, it was Sebastian Coe and his brother. Sarah Coe.
Oh, God, yeah, I remember.
She's such a goody goody.
She was such a goody goody.
Yeah.
And she, I remember.
And she had that song all about.
I think it went like this. My name's Sarah Coe. I'm the brother, the sister of Seb Coe. He's a athlete, whilst I'm an international terrorist. I work for the Baader-Meinhof Group. I'm German. He's English. If I could kidnap him and make a fortune, then I would. Really? I mean, that's shocking.
It was really shocking, the one.
She would do that.
But the Stephen Hawking one with other brother and sister. Stephen Hawking, I can see, is really talking about the astrophysics. He's a pretty clever. He talks about all kinds of things. I'm so boring, I can only talk about the weather. He sits around and spouts about very clever things. I'm nothing. I wish I could talk about something.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? Sibling rivalry.
Sibling
rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah,
because your brother...
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I mean, it's really awful, the things he's been saying about you in the press.
I ignore it now.
No, well, you should ignore it, because it's terrible what he says about you. I mean, no one knew you was related to Johnny Rotten anyway.
Well, in my punk days.
Yeah, I know.
I used to knock around with the Clash, the pistol, screwdrivers.
Oh, X-ray specs.
Yeah, I'd done it, all that, with Nine Inch Nails, screwdriver. Oh, yeah.
All the hardware ones,
Sisters.
Oh yeah, the Shore Doctors,
Driller. What was that other one?
There was the other one. The hammer, MC Hammer, Time,
Swarfeaker, but there's all sorts of stories about my
motorhead, a push.
And he used to make up stories about me knocking around with all the variety of style. Okay, yeah. I knocked around with the Stones.
I know.
I knocked around with the Beatles.
Yeah, and those were mainstream dudes.
Yeah.
And the other ones, Rotten was sticking his finger up to the system.
Yeah.
Of which you were in part.
Well, I was part of it, but I was very soon jettisoned out when Yoko Ono.
Oh, yeah. She turned up, got rid of all the hangers on. Deadwood.
Yeah, she turned up. She said, Barry, you ain't welcome no more, you know. And I go, okay. Barrett, imagine a star. It is speaking above. I said, oh, fuck off, Yoko.
That's enough, Yoko. And you left anyway.
I said, I'm going anyway.
Barrett,
imagine a dream where all the pixies. I said, can I stop you there, Yoko?
Yeah.
I'm going.
And I said, listen, when I'm at our shop, I'm talking to Yoko.
You saw her around your way.
I was in the 7-Eleven and she was in there. Yeah. And she's like getting some kettle chips.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I said, Yoko, listen, I know we've been friends a long time, John and that, and he was a good songwriter. But you, my darling, are a member of the Lucky Club.
Yeah.
In fact, you could be the leader of the Lucky Club.
Oh, Christ.
Because there isn't a bone in your body with an ounce of talent.
No, that's right.
Now, buy your kettle chips.
I mean, the thing she did, she come into the Beatles, took over the Beatles. I feel very, very sorry for the UN. She tried to take that over.
Yes, she took over the UN. She was a Mazda dealership, she took that over. She tried to run the dealership.
She ran our library.
I come back. She ran Manchester United
for
3 years.
She ran Man United for 3 years. Yeah. But I come back and brought a book back. And it was slightly over to Harold Robbins. So I turned up. I said, hello, excuse me. I bring this back. It's a couple of days later. Imagine this book. The stars in the sky. I said, can you just stamp them?
I'll pay the 5p fine.
Oh, Mr. St. Michael.
Yeah.
Imagine a blade of grass. I said, I've got to get home, quickly. Downton's on, the repeat Downton.
Can you
just stamp it?
Yeah.
I said, and by the way, could you just tell me, is the library open the bank holiday? I expected to go and look it up on a sheet or something. She turned to me and she went, in times of trouble,
yeah, isn't it with her?
The sun move in a pattern that I said, I'm going to stop you there, you silly cow.
Yeah.
I don't pay my rates
admittedly.
But if I did, yeah. I wouldn't want Yoko Ono running. When you went there, she'd done your dry cleaning,
yeah,
Yoko.
I know. I should take over everything. I mean, I never do dry cleaning. I thought, oh, go in here. Because that's quite nice. Because they're offering a deal.
A deal.
You know, and I thought, because they just opened the place. Anyway, yeah. She stood there behind the counter. And I said, can I have, I like these two shirts and this anorak, please. She dry cleaned.
Yeah.
When can you do that for?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She says. Yeah. Oh, imagine they will be ready. Well, when do you think they'll be ready? I said, okay, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know when they'll be ready. That's your job to tell me.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Time
who
is
knows?
A relative you know? Concept.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I said, look, you know.
Yeah,
it's
you
your
know
shop,
it is,
love.
Yeah.
I come in here with the shirts and the anorak. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. I said, well, look, I'm taking this somewhere else. Okay. Yeah. And I went next
to Alvin Stardust.
Yeah,
went
to Alvin Stardust.
But remember when my carburetor went
on my
Vauxhall?
Oh,
Weaver?
yeah, you took
so
it
So I went at Watford Wheels. I took out Watford Wheels on the high street. I turn up, Jesus Christ, it's only Yoko Ono stood there. Yeah. Grease monkey. She stood there.
Actually,
in her overalls. She goes, you know, she does like, how can I help you, mate?
She tries all that, didn't she?
I know it's you.
All the grease on your face
you
and
all
that. You can't hide it. I can tell by your wrinkly fingers.
I says, I think the carburetor's gone. Certainly the brake pads need looking at.
Certainly the back shoes.
Can you tell me if that needs doing? I want the quote of some kind. Yeah. She turns and she goes, brake pads are like the moon.
I said, not this shit again, Yoko.
If you don't sort this out, I'm going down quick fit.
Yeah.
And she goes, how quick is quick fit? The sands of time. Run.
Quick fit is 24 hours. That's how quick it is. I take it in, it's done, and I get it back the next day.
She's doing so many things. The Beatles.
Quick fit.
The library. Dry cleaning. Yeah. To name but a few.
Oh, no, she drives me out.
She does drive me mad.
How are we getting on?
Okay.
Probably okay, isn't it?
What I'm in.
Oh, you know we haven't done.
What?
We haven't advertised our show.
Oh, my God, we should have done this
earlier. Right at the beginning.
Ladles and jelly spoons.
Okay.
Please come to see our show on the
1st of December.
At Dingwalls
in Camden. 7:30? Something like that.
Keith Fudge, can you confirm 7:30?
Seven o'clock.
And at 7 o'clock at Dingwalls, go to live.angelosandbarry.com to buy tickets.
Please come,
because it will be
Yoko
terrible.
Yoko will be there.
We've got Yoko in here, who's definitely going to be there.
I think she's manning the door. So,
Alvin Stardust, I put the call out to him. He's not got back to me.
Really,
hasn't he? Oh, you ask somebody to disappear off the face of the earth, you never hear from him again.
Oswald Bocheng is definitely coming.
He is coming.
Yes.
He is coming.
Aerosmith.
Uzo Garley is coming.
Yeah, Jack Bond.
Sarah Coe.
Yes.
All of them.
Penelope Keith is coming.
Who, Penelope Keith?
Yes.
Keith Penelope is coming.
Definitely coming.
And,
I think that's it.
That is it at the moment. So if they don't turn up, we need someone there. So please come.
Yeah. So come and enjoy that.
Yeah. And be a lot of fun. Owen, will you be there?
Oh, Owen. Yeah.
Owen will be there with some more brilliant repartee. And...
it's really good to have you on board, Owen. You are like the linchpin of this podcast. Without you, we'd fall to bits, you know that, don't you?
Have you, do you want to get birded up on the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Hey, ladies! Oh, yeah. So...
what are you looking for in a woman, Owen? Like, do you want a chill woman?
Don't know.
Okay.
So if that's your description,
that's all your life.
Doesn't know if he wants a tall woman.
If that's you, then get there.
Yeah.
Dingwalls. Okay. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye. Bye.